Penis Pilot.
See, you want to join us drawing a bunch of penises?
That sounds like fun.
Now make sure they're uncircumcised.
I always do.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like puberty, we're going to get you bad.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How bad did puberty hit you, Alan?
Not that bad. I'm still going through it, to be fair.
Okay.
Like the pimple thing, I never had like one big dose of it. I still get it in my adult years.
Oh, I see. That's a great one. I had pimples.
Yeah.
And I actually had to go on Roaccutane.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah, bad.
Yeah. There was, it was bad. There was a kid in high school that made fun of me.
That was me.
It was damn you.
And I have no regrets.
I did the whole voice breaking thing.
Yeah. I'm still doing that too. You'll hear it. I think I'll hit puberty like the moment it'll be finished. It'll be about 44.
Okay, great.
Yeah, which would be exciting.
Yeah, that's
I'm excited
huge.
For that. Yeah, I think so. Okay, well, anyway. Anyway, speaking of puberty, let's do this movie today. We're doing Superbad.
Oh, it's an awesome movie. It's a teen comedy about two high school best friends, Seth and Evan, who try to buy alcohol for a party to impress their crushes. Their plan goes hilariously wrong when their awkward friend Fogel's fake ID leads to a chaotic night involving bizarre cops, wild misadventures, and unexpected lessons about friendship and growing up.
Rotten Tomatoes. Critics, 88%. Audience, 87%.
It's a funny-ass movie.
It's pretty good.
Based on Seth Rogen's life, who wrote the movie and starred as one of the cops.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, him and his mate. So it was Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are the ones who wrote it, which incidentally are the names of the main characters in the movie. Seth is Jonah Hill, Evan, Michael Cera.
That makes sense. Judd Apatow has nothing to do with this movie.
I don't think so.
It feels like, I don't know, it just kind of gives me his kind of energy. You know what I mean?
It have a bit of Apatow about it.
But it's not got anything to do with him. That's very interesting to me.
Yeah, Seth Rogen was actually supposed to play his own character, but he was too old by the time it got created.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Now, we're going to draw a character out. Thanks you for your suggestions in the Arnieverse. That's the Facebook group. You can be a part of it today.
Yeah, join.
Somehow, we're going to be adding to Superbad... The monologue voice of JD from Scrubs.
Oh, gosh.
Do you don't like Scrubs?
No, I loved Scrubs. Not the last season.
No, God, no.
His monologue voice. How are we going to do that?
It's just talking. It's not. There's nothing. I'm not going to do it. Like, how
That's
do you sound
a
like...
crap pull.
These are suggestions from our lovely audience, okay?
Get better.
Well, at some point, expect to hear the monologue voice of JD from Scrubs. Now, adding Arnie to this movie is a bit of a tricky one today because Arnie, like Seth Rogen, isn't a kid.
No.
And we never really saw Arnie as a kid, so it'd be kind of just weird making him a kid for the sake of this movie.
Have we made him a kid before?
I feel like, yeah.
In Holes, we probably made him a kid in Holes.
We probably made him a kid in Holes. Yeah, we did. Holes is a movie, by the way, not a threat.
It's a great episode of the podcast, by the way. Go back and listen to it. It's one of our finest.
Please. I would like to make Arnie in this movie as the guy. It's a scene that we don't see on camera, but I would like to see it with Fogel buying the fake ID.
Oh, brilliant.
I want to see Arnie as the guy selling it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do that.
Tring.
It's a storefront.
A fake ID
it's a
shop.
Store. Come in to my fake ID shop. Come on in. Hey, come on in, kid. Don't be nervous. Come closer.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah.
Yeah, you're very tall for your age, I imagine. How old are you?
17.
We can fix that.
Oh, can you? That's why I'm here.
Yeah, okay, cool. I thought you were here for my other merchandise that I sell.
What else do you sell?
I sell knockoff SpongeBob SquarePants alarm clocks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bet it makes SpongeBob laugh when it goes off.
Yeah, absolutely. Push the button. Do it. Yeah, that one's broken, but we sell them. So what can I do for you?
Well, as you know, I'm here for fake ID.
Okay, yeah, sure, cool. All right, that's exactly what I specialize in. So
how much do you sell them for?
Well, how much money you got in your wallet there?
I got $285.
What a coincidence. I sell them for $285.
I know why it's so good. We need it for the weekend. We're going to buy alcohol.
That's a quick turnaround. That might cost you a little bit more.
I've got another... $337.
Perfect. What a coincidence. That's exactly the extra amount. Give me the monies.
Okay, here you go.
All right, now I got to fill out the form to make sure I get every detail right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, cool. All right, so we need to put you in a different state from, so I'm thinking like a Hawaii. You're cool with that?
Oh, Aloha Hawaii.
Oh, it's like I'm there. Okay, so Hawaii.
Lilo and Stitch.
Okay, so how old do we want to make you? Because you would just say you're 17.
I'm 17.
You know, 21 is the legal age that you want to buy alcohol here in America.
Yeah.
Damn,
Let's go 25.
25.
I look 25.
You want to go like 23?
No, 25.
Why 25? Any reasoning behind that?
Because they go for younger, but no one's going to question 25.
No one's going to question you, 25. Okay, yeah, sure. All right.
Look at my little one. Have you not seen the little mustache I'm trying to grow?
To be honest, it's all I'm looking at.
And little chin hairs?
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, okay.
It's next to the pimples.
So 25, okay. Organ donor?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to. I got a pretty good ticker.
I mean, it's not real.
What do you mean it's not real?
Like, it's not a real ID. Like, it's fake.
Yeah, but if I get hit by a car.
Yeah, but that doesn't apply here. It's a fake ID.
Yeah, but if I die and they look at it, they'll be like, oh, this guy's an organ donor. We got to get him to the hospital stat.
All right. Our last thing I need is your name.
Oh, I've prepared this earlier.
Prepared? What do you mean prepared? What's your name? Just tell me your name.
I had two ideas.
Ideas?
Yeah, I was trying to think if it's a fake idea. I got to have a good name.
No, just your name.
Yeah,
just your name.
So I'm going to go with McLovin.
McLovin? Is that a last name? That family name?
Just like Cher.
What? McLovin?
Just McLovin. It was either that or Muhammad.
Muhammad is a better choice, I suppose, but
it's the most common name in the world.
I don't doubt it. You don't strike me as a Muhammad from Hawaii, but okay.
No, it's your complexion. It's not right.
Yeah, so you're going to go with...
That's why McLovin. It's got like Scottish roots.
No, I don't. I think it has McMuffin roots.
All the girls want to sleep with McMuffin. McLovin.
It was at that moment I realized... that I totally done it. I totally tricked this guy into giving me an ID that said McLovin. And with this, I would have all the power in the world to go and have sex with all the chicks.
But what's going on? I can hear a voice.
Let it happen. It's okay.
But anyway, I gave him all my money. And with that, I left to get beaten up by two strangers around the corner.
Hey, guys.
Get over here.
Great use of the monologue voice.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think that worked out perfectly. Explain.
So, one scene that I've been thinking about.
Yeah.
Actually, just circle back, and Ethan can cut out that weird pause there.
Now he won't.
I got a fun fact about the McLovin thing.
Hit me.
The script was originally meant to be Muhammad. Like, and obviously they talk about it in the film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had the two choices. And initially the whole script was his name was going to be Muhammad.
Really?
Yeah, and they eventually, at the end, come towards closer to filming, they changed it to McLovin.
McLovin is, like, just iconic.
It is.
It's just a guy called Fogel changing to McLovin. Yeah. It's just wild.
Yeah, it's great. So, right. The next scene that I would like to do, when we were teenagers, we probably saw a lot of penises drawn in our time.
What? What?
Did you not?
Don't rope me in with you. No.
I didn't draw them.
We mainly drew the S, you know, where you'd start with the six lines, then you connect it. We would do that.
And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, make a whole chain down the side of the page or something. We'd do that. Yeah, but we didn't do like a bunch of cocks.
No, I didn't draw a bunch.
Why are you drawing a bunch of penises everywhere?
What I'm saying is I didn't, but in high
school. Wait, if you're not talking about drawing, you did start off with saying we were kids, we saw a bunch of penises. So then is there something you need to, hey, this is a safe space.
No, it's not.
And it was that moment that I realized it wasn't a safe space, and that Alan was going to ridicule me for all the penis that I saw in school. I don't know why I saw so much penis, but hey, that's gym class.
Alan, I'm just saying in gym class, yeah, I saw a fair share of penis.
I think I know where you're going with this. The scene that Jonah Hill talks about, he comes obsessed with drawing penises.
Yeah, he's just like powering them out, and they're artistic. They're very artistic.
Some of them are like really well drawn. Like, there's one where it's like the army.
Yeah, there's the Tiananmen Square one.
Tiananmen Square one is amazing.
And so I love the idea because we get a brief montage of this whole scene, and one of them is him at a psychiatrist.
That's right, yes.
It's just we don't get to see how that plays out, but I love it.
Yes, I love that.
If Arnie was the psychiatrist treating Jonah Hill.
Okay, so, says.
Fuck! Why am I here? This is so fucking bullshit.
This is a safe space. However, I need you not to swear. It's not a swear zone.
It's fucked. It's fucked. It's fucked. You hear me?
Okay, Ethan, we're gonna need an explicit E on this episode.
Can I draw something while we're talking?
No.
Okay.
No, give me that pen.
Okay, that's fair.
Give me that other pen. Where'd you get that one?
I had it underneath my balls. It's where I keep everything.
Okay, so let's talk. You're here because you draw a lot of penises.
I love it. My favorite way to express myself.
Okay, so clearly you've got an artistic impression.
What'd you call me?
I said you're an artist.
Oh, cool. Yep.
So you're probably a little bit autistic as well.
Yeah, no shit.
But we won't do that more in this episode.
Probably not, yeah.
When did the love of the cock...
I don't know. I just kind of like imagine what they look like and then I draw them, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. All sorts of different colors and shades and shapes and sizes. And then I make them do things. It's kind of funny.
Okay. You'd make them do things.
Yeah. Like, you know, this one's, look at this one. This one's one in the army.
Oh, he is in the army. He's got a little helmet
on. He's got a little helmet and everything. A helmet on his helmet. Pretty clever.
Yeah.
Right? And this one's parachuting. That's pretty cool. Yep. This one's doing a psychiatrist thing with a kid that draws a lot of dicks. Look, see this one?
That one's me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a filthy dick. he's a terrible dick.
Okay,
dick as well, you might notice.
No.
Real small chode.
No.
Yeah, he's small. No, he's like a tiny little
I need you to know that.
That doesn't satisfy anyone. He's tiny one. Look at him.
My wife.
It looks like he's crying.
He's not crying.
He's crying. I bet he can't please anyone in his life.
No, tears of joy.
Yeah, I bet his wife left him. Look at him. He's so sad. His little tweed jacket.
Okay. Look at him. Cut it out. We're going to do it.
And look who he's interviewing, this big girthy one. That's me. I mean, or something like me, you know, whatever.
Seth?
Yeah.
I'm in charge here.
Okay.
Enough about the cock.
Okay, well, I feel like that's what we're here to talk about.
We're here to get a breakthrough.
Okay, cool.
Have you ever heard of a Rorschach test?
Rorschach? Yeah, I've seen that.
What I'm going to
do... Watchmen, right? You're going to get a guy that comes out here wearing a face mask to beat the crap out of me? Rorschach?
No, I'm not going to get Rorschach to come beat you up.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm going to show you a bunch of different images.
Oh, cool, easy.
And it's like splotches on a page, and you tell me what you see.
Yeah, that's good. That's okay. Good. This could cure me. Good call.
Okay, image number one, what do you see?
That's a penis. That's a thick, old penis.
No.
That's massively. That's inappropriate. You allowed to show me this?
That's not a penis.
It's almost like a photo versus a...
That is either a goblet or...
More like a cocklet.
No, two people kissing.
Oh, I don't see the... Maybe two dicks kissing. Oh, yeah, I see the two dicks kissing now. Yeah, touching tips.
Okay, that one didn't work. We'll try another one.
Okay, cool.
Here you go. Here's this one.
Ah, penis. Yeah, that's a thick penis.
That's a butterfly.
Are you saying the wings of the balls?
No, there's no balls. No balls.
Nah, that's a penis. I think I know what a penis looks like.
Okay.
I'm 10 years old, man. Okay. I'm pretty, like, I know what I'm doing.
All right, one more.
Okay.
All right, what do you see?
Oh, yeah. I think I get the test now. Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean you get it? What do you see?
Like, you're showing me things, and because of, like, my association with penis, I'm only ever going to see a penis, and you're hoping that I see something that's not a penis.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping in this case you see the Twin Towers.
Yeah, no, I see a vagina.
What?
And a penis flying into the two vaginas. Is that not what I meant to see?
No, not at all.
Because it was an inside job, because the penis went inside. I can draw it for you. I got one of the pictures here. Let me show you.
No, give me that.
No. Oh, this sucks.
Okay. I feel like this might need extra help.
Okay. What do you got for me?
Well, I'm not qualified.
Oh, yeah, clearly. clearly not. No. I think, like, I'm 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
My life's ahead of me.
Yeah.
You're not so much. How about you just say I'm all good, and then I'll just go back and, like, I don't know, I'll turn this dick addiction of drawing into, like, my obsession with wanting to have sex with hot women.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
This is what we'll do.
We can handshake agreement on it, and then just
I'm not touching your hands.
That's fair.
I never want to see you again. You're not a great kid.
Yeah, you're not a great psychiatrist, if I'm being honest either. Show me a bunch of inappropriate pictures of dicks.
That was the Twin Towers.
Pretty sure that was a dick. That was two vaginas and a dick.
Oh, look, your mother's here.
Oh, thank God. All right, bye. See ya.
You play the dick kid so well, like just being a douche. A douche.
I was just being me.
Oh, playing yourself.
That was just, I was just like getting a character. I am the character. I don't know if you noticed, I drew a dick while we're doing that. another scene I'd love to see Arnie in. Michael Cera is so good in this. And, like, you know, there's a reason why we're probably not going to replace Michael Cera until this moment.
Yeah.
And it's not because Michael Cera doesn't do a good job. I just want to see Arnie in this situation. So they're at the house party, a party they're not meant to be at. Michael Cera is just kind of like looking around, looking for where Jonah Hill is so he can get out of there. And all these guys rush into the room to do lines of coke.
Yes.
And
yes.
Michael Cera is like, oh shit, like I'm stuck in this situation.
And they question him. It's like, hey, you're not, who are you?
Yeah. And they immediately go, you're the guy, like, can you sing. You're the singer. So it just turns into this awkward situation.
What's so awkward. What's the song he's singing?
I don't know. Some like old skiddly dop, like kind
but
of
they
thing.
They all really get into it.
Because they're all high as a kite. They don't care what he's singing. And he's doing like just this average job. And they're all singing along.
Yeah.
I love that moment. I want to have Arnie as Michael Cera in the exact same scenario.
Okay, cool. All right, boys in here.
Ooh, come on in. Close the door, close the door, close the door, close the door.
Check out what I've got. Some cocaine.
Oh, now it's a party. Chop it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Ooh, hey, whoa. Who are you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Don't worry about me. Have a good day, gentlemen. I was just
no,
about to
you
leave.
Ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going anywhere, man.
Hey, I know you. You're the singer.
Me?
Yeah.
Me? You're
Joey's mate.
Only in the shower.
No, we spoke with Joey and he says...
Yeah, he's the one with the beautiful voice, right?
He is the one with the beautiful voice.
Well, that's kind of you to say, but I must be going. I bid you adieu.
No.
Oh, no.
We're ready for some singing here.
Singing? Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we want to hear some singing.
Yeah, something romantic.
Romantic?
Yeah, we'd love something romantic.
When you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. Oh, and it's so beautiful.
Keep going.
Then you can light up the crowd.
Yeah, the crowd.
We should do the backing vocals with me, huh? Maybe, huh? Light up the crowd.
I don't know this song.
Okay. You say it best.
Oh, yeah. When you say nothing at all.
It was actually my bit, but okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
No. Give us another song, man. You're awesome. This is great.
Okay. Well, you know,
Smash Mouth. I'm a believer.
Okay. and it's like, fast.
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
The voice of an angel.
And then on a blaze.
In her face.
And now the mind. I'm in love.
Ooh.
This kid is good, man. This kid is good. Cool. Well, that's all the songs I know, both of them, so I should probably get going.
Now, surely you know one more.
Do something with more energy.
Yeah, give us a bit of beat. How about Michael Jackson's Thriller?
I'd rather not do that one.
Oh,
maybe.
Come on. We're close to October 31st.
maybe you like a little bit of like Limp Bizkit or something. I don't know.
Just keep rolling. Yeah.
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 Keep rolling. Come on. Rolling. Yeah. Rolling. Come on. You guys are so good at the backing bit there. You want to take over there, Skinny Pete? I know your name, Skinny Pete.
Well, you know, I'm in love with this shit right here.
So good. Well, guys, that was fantastic. Good sing-along.
Oh, you're so good, man.
I'll let you get back to your cocaine.
No, we're finished with the cocaine.
Yeah, I can see
you. You want to join us drawing a bunch of penises?
That sounds like fun.
It was in that moment that I realized that I was never going to leave this room until I did at least a little cocaine and draw a dick on a board.
Now make sure they're uncircumcised.
I always do.
Perfect scene.
It would be remiss of us not to have Arnie as a cop.
Of course.
Because obviously you've got Bill Hader and Seth Rogen playing the two doofus cops.
So I've got a little fact for you.
Ooh.
So this came out in an article like a couple years back. Seth Rogen said that he has had police come up to him multiple times and accredit to him to the reason why they became police. Because
really?
Of his portrayal of the cops in this movie.
Which the cops are useless.
Which is what he said. He said, that's not a good thing. There's the bit where that, and it's one of my favorite jokes, is that you can hear they're at the bar and they're calling dispatch. And you can hear on their walkie-talkie.
Yeah, there's so much blood.
Someone's talking. People are just like, oh, I turned it off.
And they turn it off.
So they can keep drinking beer. And they've had cops come up to him going like, oh, because of you, I became a cop.
That is so terrible.
That's wild, eh?
Imagine we have got Seth Rogen to blame for the terrible police situation in the United States.
Maybe. So what would you like to do?
I would like Arnie as a cop raiding the party house and potentially stumbling in upon McLovin.
I love that bit. Yeah, that's great.
Post-coital.
Post.
Because I don't want to really do.
Oh, you can.
I don't really want
to. It's very quick, the moment.
Yeah, but we've never done a sex scene in this podcast.
I think it's time we do.
Oh, no.
Let's get intimate on this shit.
Oh, no.
Take that shirt off. Let's get this done.
I'll put my BDSM shirt on.
Yeah, now we're talking. Now it's a podcast.
All right. Okay, so here we are at the house.
All right, are we going to go in or are we...
Well, we'll start us. We'll ring the doorbell. We'll be polite cops.
Because I've lost my windscreen. We got a whole situation happening. So I just, you know.
This is an out of control house party.
Do you reckon those kids are here?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, here we go. Ding dong.
Get away with this cops, man. Cops. This cops, go. Get out of here, police man. The pigs, man. The fucking pigs. Oh, blue lights, man. Oh, there's always one. All right, well, should we just raid this bitch? Start cracking some kids' skulls.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to kick it down.
Ah, get out of here, man.
Get on the ground. We are the police. No, don't hit him.
Oh, okay. I'm the boss. I can do what I want. I'm going to hit this kid.
You're the boss.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I've been doing
little slap, slap. One of these kids. Hey, wait, have you seen Michael Cera, Jonah Hill, or McLovin?
Oh, let me do something. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, you taste lead.
Oh, no. Don't put the guns away.
You'll all right with police reports later, okay?
I'm okay with slapping kids. Don't be shooting kids, all right? Let's just make that very clear. All right, anyway, let's go keep going through. There's a lot of blood.
Hey, there's an adult over there. Oi, come over here. You look like JD from Scrubs.
It was in that moment I realized they had found me.
Why are you talking like that?
And that I was just kind of hanging out with these kids, having a good time, pretending to be young again.
Look at me.
Yeah, hello.
How old are you?
36.
You're a pedo.
Okay.
Hands behind your back, Bo.
That's fair. They've got me. The one thing I've learned about these police in this neighborhood is not to resist.
Hold on, I think he's resisting.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I was allowed to shoot that one, right?
All right, let's go upstairs, see if McLovin's around here. I feel his energy.
Okay, this door here. I'm getting McLovin energy from this door.
Squeaky?
Oh,
she just ran off. Oh, McLovin, what are you doing, McLovin? Are you making love to a woman?
Oh, McLovin, guys, what are you doing?
Get out of here. What are you doing? Get this girl out of here. McLovin, what the hell, man? You left us.
Yo, why'd you run away? We really liked you.
We're going to be best friends forever.
Guys, I just panicked. You know, you guys are cops, and I had the alcohol. I had to get to the party because I want to be cool again. McLovin, we get it. You want to be cool.
Yeah, we get it. We all want to be cool.
The truth is, McLovin, we know you're not 25.
Yeah.
What do you mean? But my fake ID says my name's McLovin from Hawaii. I'm a 25 organ donor.
Yeah, we to be honest, we did believe that for like about 3 hours, and then we kind of like, there was holes in your story.
Yeah, we kind of got down to the bottom of it, and we thought, this guy's a kid wanting alcohol.
Yeah.
And we want to help him.
We wanted to be cool like you.
Yeah, we remember the days.
Yeah. And we're bad cops.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
Like, you should see downstairs.
Yeah, it's a bloodbath down there.
We killed two people.
Although, yeah, well, not we, just in case you get called into court.
I killed two people.
Yeah, there you go.
But
yeah.
One of them was definitely a pedophile in Scrubs.
Yeah, or that, or one of the parents of the party who was just overseeing, making sure everything didn't get too wild.
Yeah. Anyway.
In that moment, I realized that I was the parent looking over this party. I wasn't young trying to fit in. I was just overseeing it, making sure it was all going plan to plan and nothing bad happened because I was dying now in a pool of my own blood.
Anyway.
Yeah, so yeah, he's dead.
He's dying down
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Really dying.
Yeah.
So, McLovin, anyway. Sorry we cock-blocked you.
Mm-hmm.
That's on us. Yo, guys, I mean, I was really getting late there.
Did you get it in? Did you have sex?
I mean, what do you mean by that?
Like, did you, like, have... Like P and V? Like did you have sex?
Did I pee in her? Is that what you mean?
Yep. I'll be honest with you. I've never actually had sex, so
no, me neither.
Yeah.
No one wants to talk to me.
Yeah.
It's because I kill a lot of people in my life.
So many people.
Anyone who gets close to me, I kill.
Yeah. Or just anyone. What I realized tonight at this party.
It was at that moment I realized that they were onto me. That they knew I wasn't in it to be a cop. I was in it to kill people.
And it was in that moment I realized that
He truly was super bad.
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Superbad, done and dusted, and improved somehow with the addition of one Arnie.
Oh, it was great. If you love it, please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, on Spotify perhaps.
Yeah,
you
sling us some comments in the Spotify podcast.
And you know what? We've been getting so much action as well.
What?
Not in the bedroom.
Okay.
Arnie killed my partner.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
But on our Arnieverse Facebook group.
Yes.
So join the Arnieverse, get engaged,
yep.
Leave us comments. We love it.
Absolutely. Suggest characters, just like the JD in a monologue voice.
You know what? And I mocked it at the start.
Yeah.
And now on the back of it, I think it was one of my favorite characters that we
oh, really?
Pulled on. Yeah.
Because I hated it.
Deep down, Corey was lying. He didn't think it was his favorite. He's just glad the episode was over.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.